Hello and welcome. You are listening to For the Love of Dog, a podcast related to all things dog, just in case the title wasn't clear enough. I'm Kerry Jordan, a professional dog photographer, whippet enthusiast, and a serial dog cuddler. Hi all. Today's episode is a little bit of a strange one. I was basically trying to get on the show a lovely lady called Sarah, who is part of the Green Dog Walkers scheme from our local council on. Now, for whatever reason, about 3 minutes into talking every single time, we both sounded like Daleks and dropped off. So Sarah has very kindly just sent me the answers to my questions, which I can also pop in a blog post for you. But here is a little bit more about this national scheme, which will help you be a more eco-friendly dog owner. So the first question that I asked Sarah was basically how the scheme started and how she was involved. The Green Dog Walkers scheme is a national scheme adopted by over 40 councils across the country, which I wasn't aware of. They introduced the Dog Walkers scheme about 18 months ago to help tackle dog fouling and encourage responsible dog ownership, and also to help keep our amazing wildlife safe, as we have many important sites in the areas that are vital to our wildlife and keep our districts looking beautiful for people, dogs and wildlife. One of the questions that I was keen to have answered was around the confusion about whether we should actually flick it or pick it, as they say. I was under the impression that it was kind of advocated that if it's not on the path, you can kind of just leave it and it goes back to nature really quickly. I'm pretty sure one of our councillors had said that as well. However, I spoke to a chap who was cleaning up one of the National Trust sites recently, and he was explaining that in our particular area with all the heathland's actually really low nutrient soil, and that's what the heathland thrives on, whereas dog poop, believe it or not, is actually really high nutrient. So it's actually creating an imbalance in the soil. Sarah's answer is that we should definitely pick up and dispose of it correctly. The Green Dog Walkers sign a pledge to always pick up after their dogs and only leave paw prints. It's important because one in four households has a dog, which means thousands of people walking their dogs in the countryside every single day. And if they promoted flicking it, the general waste would be massive, which when you think about it like that, kind of makes sense. It's especially important to make sure people pick up after their dogs at the beach, because otherwise it can actually affect the water quality and the safety of the sea animals and harm marine life, which I hadn't really thought of, although I always pick up at the beach anyway. Sarah also was completely on board with the plastic-free poop bag. She says that, yes, absolutely, everyone should make a conscious effort to reduce their plastics, and having compostable or biodegradable poo bags is a great way to help our planet. Now, if you listen to the previous episode with Adios Plastic, it goes into a little bit more detail about the biodegradable dog poo bags and how they might not actually break down as quickly as people might think. But I think every little helps at the end of the day. According to Sarah, the Green Dog Walker scheme is actually a national scheme. I'd only seen it on the Chichester Community Board, but it was introduced to the whole of the Chichester district as part of their Against Litter campaign, which aims to bring everybody together in the fight against littering, dog fouling and fly tipping. Against Litter is a Chichester District Council campaign, so I think that's actually pretty fantastic that they're trying to tackle this, not only head on themselves, but getting people involved. The scheme has got 450 people signed up, and they want to make a positive impact on their completely amazing, diverse district. They've received some really positive feedback about the scheme from the residents and local organisations, and the Green Dog Walkers receive a cute enamel badge when they sign up, and I think also car stickers from what I saw, which they can wear when they walk their dog. Apparently, it's really great to see so many people out and about in the district proudly showing their support for the scheme. I've actually had a little look on their website, and it's little things like having dog poo bags available for other dog users and trying to be gently persuasive if they see somebody not picking up after their dog. If you want to hear more about this scheme and see if there's anything near you, the Chichester one is chichester.gov.uk/greendogwalkers, and you can fill in an online form and send it back to them. It's available at the council offices too, or you can email them at publicrelations@chichester.gov.uk. Sarah's last tips about becoming a eco-friendly dog owners were things like buying green-based products from toys to poo bags and food from UK businesses, reducing the air miles, but also be aware of the impact that your dog is having on the local areas and wildlife. Chichester District has three important harbours, Chichester, Pagham and Medmurray, which has a wealth of wildlife, and it's a stopping point for winter wading birds on their migration, and the South Downs National Park also has a wealth of wildlife, which includes ground nesting birds. So this is one of those ones, if you're in the area, you will quite often see signs saying keep your dogs on lead in this particular area because there are ground nesting birds. So I think this is a fantastic scheme to be adopted by the local councils. Let me know if you're part of it. I'd really like to know how it's going for you.